Good morning. My name is John Wood. I am the Sacramento WordPress guru. My website can be found at johnlwood.com. And if you ever go there and you do not have the little padlocked in front of the URL, which URL stands for Uniform Resource Locator, or the technical name for your website address, let me know. You should never be able to get to my website via an HTTP or have a broken padlock in a little gray circle just to the left of my URL. If you actually have that, you're going to get some ideas why that's not a good thing and why you need to have SSL. So at this point, I want to kind of get into the basics of your website, and it looks like it'll probably take about 15 minutes. I'm down a little bit with the fighting the flu, so don't mind the crunchy voice or what appears to be my new but noisy chair that I'm sitting in. So you've decided you're going to do a website. I get if you decide that you want to do the website yourself. That's why I'm doing this podcast. And a lot of the stuff I'm going to talk about will work across platforms. But I'm a WordPress guy because it works best for my clients. And I think it's a better choice for anybody versus GoDaddy's website builder, Wix, Weebly, Squarespace, or Joomla, or any other proprietary web platform. Joomla is not a proprietary web platform. WordPress is open source. And there's a reason why I go with WordPress. Basically, just to deal with this right up front, is I do not like proprietary web platforms, because if your business grows, a proprietary web platform will generally see your price to maintain that website go up all by itself. As you need more, you're going to be charged more. Whereas if in 2 or 3 years your business is growing and you actually have put the same amount of energy in learning how to build your website with WordPress, your costs remain relatively static. You don't have to see more fees unless you need better hosting because your business is robust. And in that case, it's paying for itself. Now you could say, well, John, if my business is paying for itself and I'm using one of these proprietary platforms, you know, you just argued why it doesn't matter. Here's the other thing. With a proprietary platform, specifically a GoDaddy website builder, Wix, Squarespace, Weebly, or any of these other ones that are actually completely for-profit companies that have their own code, if you ever decided to move your website because you don't like what they're offering, you don't get to move the website. In almost all cases, you get to keep your content, and that means your pictures and your text, but everything else, including even the design elements, belong to the company. And if you read the terms of services, that'll be very clear. So moving a website, let's say from Wix or Weebly or even GoDaddy Site Builder to WordPress or another platform is a very arduous and unfriendly process. I have done it because a client had a problem and that one of those proprietary platforms, actually all of them I've moved websites for, weren't meeting their expectations. And there was no button where I can move a website from those platforms to WordPress or any other content management system, CMS, content management system. Now, moving a WordPress website, if you decide you don't like your host, all you have to do is basically pick up and go. And when I mean pick up and go, it's pretty easy. A perfect example is that if you are at the end of your, let's say, subscription period with host X for your WordPress website, you can literally go to host Y to get the other introductory offer, which I'll talk about in a minute. And in many cases, they'll actually move the website. You might have to do some stuff like change where your domain is pointing, but you don't have to do that with any of those proprietary platforms as well. So you've decided to have your WordPress website. You have found a host and you're thinking about, I'm going to do it myself because of one or two reasons. One, I can't find anybody I trust. I don't have time to find anybody I trust. Two, I'm afraid of how much they're going to charge me. So I'm going to do it myself. And if your business is that you can spend time working on a website as opposed to doing your business, awesome. I would suggest at some point, if your business is worth more than $35 or $40 an hour of your time, get a webmaster like me, because it's crazy for you to spend all this time and maybe build a bad website when you could be running your business and generating more sales. I've had this conversation, especially with attorneys and other very high dollar guys that said, hey, I'm gonna build it myself. And I say, wow, what do you bill an hour? Well, about 180 on average to 450 max. I say, well, I'm not going to cost you $180 an hour or $450 an hour. So it makes more sense to hire me, because I'm going to get more done faster than you will get done in just a few of your hours. But moving forward, you've decided to do it yourself. That's why you're coming to Channeling WordPress by John Wood, your Sacramento WordPress guru. And in the next 10 minutes, I'm going to kind of give you some pointers, what you need to think about, including your hosting, who your ideal client is, and how to deal with Google, which in most cases is highly relevant. So let's just start with the end of that. Google. Google is now the omnipotent power to get your website out there to the general traffic, the general world. You could go around Google by sending all your existing customers a letter saying, here's where my website is, come visit me, I'm doing some business here, and you could just ignore Google. But you would be ignoring a whole lot of opportunity. Google's core message or mission statement is to gather all the data that is available online and make it available to people that are trying to find it. Google's requirements for websites to get its highest considerations are that that website needs to be secure and have an SSL certificate in play. You will know websites that have SSL because they'll either have a little gray padlock or a big green bar that states that they are secure on the left of the URL, Uniform Resource Locator, or website address. That's important. More and more browsers are flagging websites that do not have SSL and say, warning, Will Robinson, this is a bad place, don't go here. But if you want to go here, press this button. If I tell you what, if people don't know you and they hit that page, they'll likely just back up and go to the next website down that appears to meet their needs on Google. And if they don't get that message, you've lost that traffic, likely forever. Your website, your reputation's not necessarily negatively impacted because you didn't have one to start with in most cases, but you have lost the potential for that traffic. Number two, Google says your website has to be mobile first. We have graduated from a day when we didn't care about mobile devices to when we were building for iPads, mobile friendly. And then we were building stuff that was generally responsive, mobile responsive. We are now existing in a world that is absolutely locked into mobile first. Quite frankly, Google doesn't care if your website looks great on a desktop. Google's monetization of their company is based on the mobile search engine. You've seen changes on the search engine results page. That, by the way, is acronym of SERP. That there used to be a lot of content on the right side. That went away. That went away because Google says people on phones don't see that. There is some content on the right side of the page now, but that's kind of more of a special circumstance. Google lives on mobile search results, providing good results, high quality content on mobile searches. Literally, even if your customer may or may not be accessing your website on a mobile device, Google says, fine, but if you want to be on our search engine, you need to be mobile first. So a guy like me, I'm always checking how a website I'm developing looks like on basically an iPhone product. Generally an iPhone 7 now is kind of the minimum standard. I scale up to desktop. Do that, you will basically overcome a lot of objections to people visiting your website immediately. So you have to be mobile first, and your website has to be fast. Part of being fast is not junking it up with stuff that makes it go slower. Sliders are bad. Sliders are a distraction. Just Google, why are sliders bad? At the top of the page, there's a lot of research on that, and it goes way back. A hero image, if you're going to do one, needs to be optimized. It needs to be optimize really hardcore. It can be big, but it can be small. Things like parallax, where backgrounds are moving, and videos. You have to be super careful with that because that can impact how fast your website deploys. And quite frankly, when you're on a mobile device, you need to have your website deploy fully in about 3 seconds. I mean, I am constantly working on my website, and as soon as I add a feature, bam, I negatively impact my time. So now I'm looking at what I can thin out, what I can improve, what I can do with my caching plugins. So you've got to have secure SSL. You got to build your website fast for a mobile device. And the biggest, hugest thing that you have to consider is you have to build a website for your ideal customer. You do not build a website for Google. You know, unless you're intending to sell something to Google, don't build for Google. Google operates with a set of ideas that'll work. Google is going to look at your website and say, I need this and that and this for you to basically, let's say, call it qualify to be ranked. But you're not selling to me. You're selling to that guy. So Google is kind of like seeing how your website works in the world. That means Google wants to see people linking to your website. Google wants to see people coming to your website, sticking around, clicking on links. Google wants to see that people actually stay at your website. If you have a great website and you build it poorly, where people come there and it takes 10 seconds on the phone and so they leave, that's called bouncing. And when people bounce, Google notes. Also, Google wants that content to be relevant. In the old days, we could do keyword and key phrase stuffing. You used to go to websites where down in the bottom was invisible text that had a lot of keywords. Google's way smarter than that. You do that, you will likely catch a ban from Google that will just cause you to either drop in ratings or not be rated at all. So Google's core needs from you: secure with SSL, fast with a good structure, and it also has to have high quality content. So bottom line is, you write content, including your posts, for your ideal customers. You just don't write content. And if you ever have a conversation with a search engine optimization, acronym SEO, professional that says, I'm going to optimize your website for Google, step back and ask him, can you optimize my website for my ideal customer? And if he even pushes back at all, just go out the door, call me or call somebody else. Google operates in more of a field of dreams mentality, to make it simpler. If you build it for that ideal customer, and you know, Phil Dreams was a baseball player, they will come, we will reward you. Literally, that's about as simple as I can do Google's mission. And that's how SEO really works. You build a fast website that is SSL secured, that is mobile first, so that somebody can access your website, let's say on an iPhone 7. Google notifies us, and that helps increase your search engine ranking. Now, with all that in play, you still use the same principles whether you're building with WordPress or any of the other platforms. But the cool thing about WordPress is it can move forward with you on a level of scalability that is not matched by a level of expense. And that's, again, why I don't like proprietary platforms. There are so many people out there that say, oh, WordPress is dangerous, WordPress is attacked by this, and these guys, you can do brainless websites. If they were so great, they would dominate WordPress, and they don't. At least one third of the websites you visit are WordPress, and you're good with WordPress. Anything that you learn to use in WordPress is literally the same stuff you will need to learn to build a website somewhere else, except for when you get tired of somewhere else, you're coming back to WordPress and you will have to reapply your knowledge skills. So I'm trying to keep these to 15 minutes, so I'm going to post this one as it is right now. And if you have a question, if this is on the Facebook page, just send me a note. Otherwise, you can call me at my website or look me up, and I'll be glad to have a conversation. My name is John Wood. I'm the Sacramento WordPress Guru. My website domain is johnlwood.com. Happy New Year. Have a great day, and thank you for listening.